Regarding two cases on gay marriage, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as a union between one man and one woman, was unconstitutional. In a separate ruling, the court decided supporters of Proposition 8, a ballot measure outlawing same-sex marriage in California, did not have the standing to bring the case to court.
The constitutional amendment in Arkansas that defines marriage as between a man and a woman was not affected at all by the federal decision. So a very limited impact on the day-to-day workings of Arkansas in the short term. I think in the long term, though, these two decisions really suggest that there's a growing legal consensus that restrictive marriage amendments and restrictive marriage laws are unconstitutional under the Equal Protection Clause.
DePippa clarifies the Supreme Court ruling only applies to same-sex couples who are married in states that recognize same-sex marriage.
That's what's tricky about this ruling. Only then do they become eligible for federal benefits that are based on marriage.
He says it seems possible that now that 12 states allow same-sex marriage, and presumably more will follow, same-sex couples may choose to avoid states like Arkansas.
And so it could have an economic impact. I know that at some levels it would be difficult to recruit faculty members or staff members or people to come in large businesses who were gay and didn't want to come to a state that wouldn't recognize their relationship. And I'm not sure that was as big an issue until you get a critical mass of states recognizing same-sex marriage.
Jay Barth is a politics professor at Hendricks College who is gay. Barth says he has seen instances where his college wanted to attract a job candidate, but that candidate was gay and didn't feel comfortable coming to Arkansas.
I have talked to job candidates at the place where I teach who were not comfortable with that, or their partner was not comfortable with that. And that was, of course, particularly true during the period of questioning the right to parent. There was a lot of tension then. But it's clearly been the case that there is that concern.
Last year, Barth and his partner of over 11 years traveled to New York to be legally married. He says his college has domestic partner benefits, but the state institutions of higher education in the University of Arkansas system don't have that capability.
And so I think that is a real issue for UAMS, for the universities in the state, as they go out and try to recruit the best and the brightest.
Barth says based on opinion data and the constitutional amendment that would have to be overturned by the people, it's pretty clear while some Arkansans seem increasingly supportive of legal same-sex unions, there simply isn't broad support. He thinks if gay marriage is ever allowed in Arkansas, it will probably be the courts that establish that law as the law of the land.
Just as we saw when it came to bans on marriages between individuals of different races, I think we are going to see the same pattern ultimately develop. We're going to see in more and more and more states where marriage equality is the case, there are going to be some states at the end that have not yet come into that norm, and that's when the courts will step in and create a uniformity of law across the nation.
Karen Trigo-Stewart, KUAR News.